Let's get our daily update now on what's going on in the ANC and trying to make sense of it with Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. Tidi, you've been looking at the situation in Tshwane because the ANC Greater Tshwane region is set to host its 11th elective regional conference later in May. What has the ANC been saying about this?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So there is a lot on the go in the ANC. So Tshwane will be holding a conference in about 2 weeks. When Tshwane's regional conference takes place, so too will Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni, and possibly the West Rand. If you remember, Ekurhuleni and Johannesburg were delayed. I remember speaking to Tada Mwaran, who's the secretary in Johannesburg, outgoing secretary, and he said to me, wherever there are branches or outstanding issues, we decided to give them a little bit of space to deal with disputes and those issues before going ahead and proceeding ahead. Of course, part of the issue in Johannesburg is that one of the major leading candidates, Mpumo Rani, is in the hospital as we speak, recovering from an accident. But I'm actually looking at, before even tournament, I'm actually looking at CDBM. Small as it is actually quite an interesting player. And they're going to a conference this weekend, going to elect leaders and probably pronounce on who they want to see leading Gauteng. Tshwane will then be mixed with the others, as I've mentioned. And I think we'll see interesting outcomes. And it's not too far from the ANC's own provincial conference. I think about 3 weeks, 3 weeks' time or so.
And Tidi, who are the key players that we need to keep our eyes peeled for?
There's so many. I think the biggest issue that we need to be looking at is the issue around Gauteng, where you've got Panyaza Lesufi versus Mohamed Yile. But what's also been very interesting around the bigger provincial play, Mandy, is even when you look at the branches of Tshwane or CDBing or Joburg, it's been an interesting mixed bag in terms of who they want to be elected. Other provinces have produced what you will call clean slates, where with a particular leader, that entire leadership is elected as it is. We saw it in the Eastern Cape with Oscar Mabuyane, we saw it in Ekurhuleni, we saw it in Mpumalanga. What we've been seeing in terms of nominations in Gauteng is a mixed bag where people who are on a slate with Panyaza Lesufi are being nominated along the lines of Lebogang Maile. Where Lebogang Maile's slate is not actually being nominated, you're seeing Panyaza Lesufi's name coming up. So it's an interesting thing, and it tells you something interesting about what ANC branches in Gauteng are thinking about. Remember, The ANC in Gauteng is just above 50. So they are in trouble. They don't have control of the metros. So ANC in Gauteng must think a little bit more about 2024, I assume, more than other provinces of the ANC.
Tidi, thank you. Tidi Madia, EWN politics journalist, unpacking the situation in Gauteng regarding the ANC and looking at Tshwane and Sedibeng in particular.